finished my Pepsi already, so I'm ready to go. You know, just keep getting better. You know, I mean, that's coach's talk. You know, I know you all hear that, and it doesn't sound exciting, but it really is true. You just try to get a little bit better every day and with all the fundamentals. And, you know, I'm happy where they're at right now. Certainly we're not there. We all know that. You know, we just got to make sure that we, you know, it's not all about winning the spring to me. It's about winning in the fall. So, you know, we're looking at the big picture on everything. And, you know, I'm proud of the guys. I think they're working very, very hard.
What would make the spring ball a success in your eyes?
Well, you know, so far it's already been successful. You know, I'm pretty happy where we're at. Just, you know, the structure and the concepts, they've done a pretty good job picking all that up. And but what's really important is you don't want guys to be thinking about a scrimmage tomorrow or a spring game. You want them thinking about today and making sure that they, you know, they have a great day today, like all of us in life, right? You know, we want to appreciate each day and make sure we live it to its fullest, and we'll worry about tomorrow.
You know? What's a typical day like for you?
Well, I don't know. That's an interesting question. Get up in the morning, you know, recruit, practice, go look at film, recruit, have lunch brought in, recruit, watch film, get with the guys, eat dinner with them, hang out with the guys, recruit, go to bed. call my wife and my little girls, you know, tell them I love them. You know, that's my day. Try to FaceTime them at least once or twice a day.
When you came into spring, did you think, like, practice nine, I hope the guys understand all the concepts, or did you come in with expectations, and have they met those expectations?
You know, I did. I had pretty high expectations coming here. You know, I had a little bit of a learning curve already at Colorado, going from 49ers, taking an NFL situation and kind of molding into the college game and into the Pac-12. So I've kind of cut out a lot of steps, and we've pushed a lot more on them than I ever did at the last job, and I think they've handled it fairly well. You know, they'll drive me nuts at times, but that's just because the expectations again are very, very high. You know, we want to knock that ceiling out. You know,
what did you find out was something you should cut out when you didn't make that first transition?
Well, I don't know if there's anything cut out. It's just more of just applying more of the stuff quicker. You know, trying to get as much done as we can as soon as we can.
Coach, what was behind the decision to move Troy to the inside?
I just want him on the field as much as I can keep him on the field. You know, he's not there yet. He's got a ways to go learning how to play in there. But that's hard. You know, it's not easy. But he'll be fine. He'll get there.
And what have you seen from the younger linebackers, like Oscar and Citrus?
They all have great passion, energy. They love playing the game. They're great guys. The guys are great guys here, and they want to do well. It's us as coaches have got to deliver. You know, we've got to do a great job with them in teaching and just helping the process.
You've had three early freshmen enroll. How have you evaluate their growth from day one till
all great? All great. It's hard. You know, all three of them have done good. We all right, everybody? All right, thank you very, very much. Appreciate you.